Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is November 24th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I am doing well. I'm back in Chicago. I'm getting rested up. I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm ready for the year in review. We're here. We made it. It's time.
Here.
It's way earlier. I'm actually kind of happy we're knocking this out now, and it's not like a between Christmas and New Year's thing where I'm sneaking away from family time to research.
Hammering you with 8 hours before Kapalua all of a sudden, or 12 hours to listen to. So the idea is we're going to get this out early. You don't have to listen to it, this Wednesday. You could sit with it. There'll probably be five parts, six parts. I don't know how long it's going to go. It'll be done by within the first week of December or so.
And
you can save it up for late December. You could do it on Thanksgiving travel. You can listen to it whenever.
Four? Is this the fourth year?
I think it's fourth. The first time we got into it, we just needed something to talk about for 3 days a week in December. The audience seemed to really enjoy it. We backed ourselves into a corner. It's honestly the most work of our year at the deadest time of the golf year. But we have a sponsor. We'll sing their praises. If we didn't have a sponsor, we might have just got another staring contest and said, well, let's just go to Kapalua and, we'll talk, then. But we'll talk about them in a minute. But anyways, it'll be several parts and you'll have, you can listen to it whenever. You guys, have asked for it. We figured we wouldn't throw it all at you, December 25th and that last week of the year. So, all right, let's begin though with some just quick segment on timely news, so this won't be totally evergreen, but Eamon Lynch report about the PGA Tour making some counter measures. No Lineup tweeted the memo that went to, I think every player went to the pack, I believe, earlier, just about spreading more money around. I don't
just
have the specifics
money
in front of me. You can go find the specifics. This is a year in review episode, but we should hit on this. It's a major story. Honestly, it's like bumping all the purses up. There's a play 15, little cheeky thing where you get 50 grand for making 15 starts. But the larger money is all in the purses and a lot of guaranteed more guaranteed money, it felt like. Right? WGC's going up. The players
more money,
going up.
No FedEx addressing go. the core issue at hand, which is the stale product.
I found it really dispiriting. Like, I think we try to come at this with objective viewpoint of all the drawbacks of all of them, right? I think the PGL, I have major questions about how, if that's anything more than just some guys, taking a toke and talking about what could be, man. I know it's more than that, and there's substantive people behind it, but, I just would like to see it more fleshed out. We try to be objective about all this. This one sounds like the worst possible outcome of all this sort of disruption, threatening, maneuvering, potential, upstaging. This sounds like the worst possible outcome. It also sounds like the most likely outcome.
Yeah. Just, more money, less, the ratings will continue to tank, more commercials. And, it probably is just going to lead to worse product, which sucks. I mean, it seems like they're just finding money places, which,
well, they had the TV deal, right? That's just that's coming in. The TV deal, I don't know. I'm not a network executive. They just need tonnage. And apparently the tonnage, they need live rights. They need hours to show, and whether those hours draw a 0.01 or whatever the hell the ratings are, it does not matter. I don't know, but, it feels like they're slowly starting to the tour, not slowly. I mean, they're very smart people, right? They've got plenty of smart people down there in the global home. And I think they're starting to kind of choke this out. Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong. But it feels like this is a fairly substantial countermeasure for some of those big names to start making more money. I don't think it fully solves the issue. I know.
There's the other leagues are still more money.
Yeah, right. Right. It's like a bump here, a bump there. And I know it sounds like a lot for the FedEx Cup, but like if it's still going to, you know, the eighth guy on an NBA roster, to draw the analogy, and not LeBron kind of thing, like the lion's share, if it's still not commensurate, then it's still not commensurate.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just, it isn't addressing number 100 on the FedEx Cup being completely irrelevant to your sport and just continuing to make more and more money.
Yeah. I as someone, you know, I think it becomes more evident that, you know, like we don't, the people who care about the product don't really matter.
Yes.
The people who want to be entertained, who are interested in golf and want to stay interested in golf and want to watch something that's interesting and like that's not the priority here. And I'm trying to be pragmatic about it. The priority is their members. The priority is the business and, you know, their commercial partners and, I don't know, everybody else making cash off this. But the product's going to suffer if this is the way. This is the most likely outcome from all these, I don't know, at times very exciting potential counter proposals. It kind of stinks. It was really dispiriting to read that memo, I thought.
All right, let's move on. Okay. Let's do an ad read and kick this thing off with some substantial things that happened in 2021 and some rather inane, idiotic things.
Well,
that
that's
happened
the point.
In 2021.
Yes, that's the point. We could tell you, you know, the play-by-play and year in review, and these are our top 10 players from the year, and you know, but that's not the year in review at the shotgun to start, and that's not what the people want. So we'll go winding around and try to unearth the stuff we forgot. And maybe some of the amusing stuff. It's brought to you, speaking of commercial partners, by Precision Pro. This is the official range finder of the shotgun start. It has been all year. They'll be back next year. No pen to paper on that yet, I think, but they're good people. We're coming back.
I think it's our fault that there's no pen to paper, to be completely honest.
Not on top of the emails per usual, but we're getting there. You know, they've been the range finder of the shotgun start all year. We were kind of had a choice. We love talking to these guys. They're good people. They make a product that offers value and reliability. There's also a Black Friday deal. If you can believe it or not, Andy, they're offering Black Friday deal. Like
wow.
every other goods and service.
Yeah, we have
in
a promo code, but our promo code doesn't stand a chance against this Black Friday deal.
$55 off the NX9 Slope Rangefinder. That's a substantial amount of money. If you want to spend more, you could use Shotgun20, our promo code, which gets you just $20 off. But the Black Friday deal, I mean, this is the kind of thing, like, I don't know, if you want it for yourself, you tell your significant other to get it for you now. If you want to give it to a parent, a child, it's just like, it's an essential tool for the bag that a lot of people probably don't go out of their way to get for themselves. So it seems like a good gift option. It has some substance to it. It's not garbage. You're not giving them a pack of DT Solos or Mojos or something like that. It's an actual golf gift with a utility. So you can go to precisionprogolf.com. The sale is right there on their homepage. It's $55 off the NX9 Slope, $45 off the non-slope. If you're just terrified of playing in some competition where you can't have slope on, you could get the non-slope edition. And their older model is $40 off as well. So precisionprogolf.com, lifetime battery replacement, expert customer service. It's never failed me, right? And it doesn't break the bank. It's like it's an actual legitimate, reliable rangefinder that doesn't feel like you're paying an arm and a leg. So thanks to Precision Pro Golf for sponsoring our entire year in review. What happened? You just spill your water?
Yeah.
See?
All over the place.
Oh, shit.
It's all right.
We're off to, we got like 4 hours of recording. Your water, you're going to be parched?
No. I had a top. I never use those Tervis tops, but because I'm in an office now. I walk across the street to my office and I brought the top because I put in my and the top was on, so only a little bit got out.
Okay, we'll have services.
Nothing important got hit. Also, we got the Black Friday sale.
We should mention that as well. That's coming to the Fried Egg Pro Shop.
I think it's just an auto discount, to be honest. I think we're the kind of people that don't require promo codes. We're just going to give you a discount. I don't know when it runs through, but okay. we got that going on. You know, we're not the only ones.
Fantastic. All right. So thanks.
Cyber Monday. I think we should give more money off for Cyber Monday.
Do people not normally do that? Isn't that the way it goes?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get to it. I'm starting first. If you're not familiar with this, but if you are listening to it, you likely are. I take an event. I try to unearth, some relevant details, some irrelevant details. You come in cold, you know, just trying to, your basic memory of what you think might have happened at a certain event. Then you take the next event, which you've researched. I don't know. Occasionally we might quiz each other on the detail, but we just sort of alternate back and forth, going through the schedule, and we start with Kapalua Tournament of Champions, or as it was known this year in 2021, the Tournament of Mostly Champions, because they expanded it to the top 30 from the FedEx Cup, because, you know, we didn't have a full season the year prior with the COVID break, so it became the Tournament of Mostly Champions, and of course that would play out with Harry English, who hadn't won in 8 years in the Tournament of Champions, breaking his 8-year winless drought. And of course, this is
getting back
big...
into the Tournament of Champions, too.
And he'll be there again in a month or two, whatever it is. This was, again, this little quirk. You were on this. You were trying to snuff out this conspiracy theory that you thought they're trying to elevate the Tour Championship, the Net Tour Championship, and make this sort of a talking point. Should Kapalua become this permanent? If you make it to Atlanta, you make it to Kapalua. As a sort of end around to continue elevating Atlanta. And you were all over this. Everybody brought it up in the broadcast. You tried to shout and holler about this. They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and you were on that one. Apparently we're not repeating this, though. But
it's good news. That, you know, the powers that be couldn't shit all over another event. They couldn't make the tournament of champions an event that you don't actually have to win to get into. Thankfully, that was, you know, they've ruined the Western Open. They've ruined the Canadian Open.
There we go. Golf Channel was testing that message, and Andy was on
there. They ruined the WGC Bridgestone. You know, what's next? It's not a playoff. Thank God it's not the Tournament of Champions. It might be the only pure thing left on the PGA Tour schedule.
Oh God. As you know, Lucas Herbert gets in from the whatever Bermuda, where, you know, they didn't even have a full field. I don't know how pure it is. Anyways, also this week, Bears and Browns got in the playoffs. We won't do a lot of this, but I thought this was funny. In an episode, you were hopeful. And my, how things, intervening events change this. Deshaun Watson had followed a couple Chicago weathermen, and you were so excited you thought this signaled he might be coming to the Bears. Now, a lot has happened since then, and hopefully, unfortunately, that didn't transpire. There was also, during my research, a lot of tension about Carson Wentz potentially ending up in Q1 of 2021, that Wentz was coming to the Bears.
I think it worked out okay. We got Fields. Hopefully Nagy's gone. Aaron might be gone after this game. Nobody knows what's going on.
It did. All right, Kapalua. I would say my favorite part of this was the P. Reed scripting gate, where he shows up in the most ostentatious, garish, ridiculous G4 attire. And everyone's like, whoa, well, Pat Reed landed somewhere. He's out of Nike, which we weren't even sure if he was with Nike. We're not even sure now that maybe he was officially with Nike. And he shows up in these, I mean, you know, Kessler's got the skull and crossbones on his hat. And one day Reed wears this big V, like just shooting across his chest.
It was like a blue with a white V, right?
Yes, yes. Just horrendous. And then Riggs, who, you know, I think he's probably got connections to G4, tweets, reports that he has not, in fact, he does not have an arrangement with G4. He must be buying this at the pro shop or wherever he's arranging for it.
I think he was actually buying it from Trendy Golf, the website.
He or someone in his family or camp.
Someone in the team read. I believe I'd heard rumors through that they were a frequent customer of the Trendy Golf. They would order stuff off Trendy Golf and then have it embroidered later by someone.
Well, this
else.
Was the big unveiling of this. And of course, what amused us all once we learned they didn't have a deal was that they must be, you know, ironing on all his sponsors. He's got Hublot or Hublot, as we came to understand his pronunciation, Grindworks, and all these other brands. And this was just a delightful way to ring in 2021. Patrick Reed buying his own clothes off the rack and pasting his own logos onto it. We learned later, you know, he got a Titleist ball deal, but certainly not a deal to wear their hat, in which, you know, he was wearing Titleist hat. That was not Kapalua. He was still full. He had on some menacing type G4, you know, death to bogeys type shit this week. All right, elsewhere at Kapalua. I mean, there's a million Bryson things, you know, as often is the case. But Bryson hadn't played since the Masters. And so we hadn't seen him in forever. And he talks about his speed training with Kyle Berkshire. And he talks about how he would speed train until he blacks out. Berkshire speed trains until he blacks out. And he goes, how hard did you push it? Bryson said. And he goes, until I black out. He said, so someone asked Bryson, so did you get there? He goes, yes, numerous times. There was times when I was seeing a tunnel and I had to stop. I mean, you just have to stop. That's about when you stop. There's a lot to it. Like, whatever the fuck that means. There's a lot to it. So someone clarifies, you didn't actually black out. He goes, no. I did not black out, but I came very close. Just like he did. He did the same. So, you know, I don't know. Somewhere in the middle is what actually happens, where you see the tunnel. He's grunting on the range at the Kapalua range, just shouting and grunting to get to 211 ball speed. And this was our own SGS report. He had to go over to Hideki and apologize for the noises and grunting on the
he's like a tennis player.
Kapalua range. He was putting. I don't know if you remember this. He was hitting 5-footers with his launch monitor and an umbrella.
Yes.
Do you remember the umbrella? But like the umbrella perpendicular or parallel to the ground to block some wind. I mean, 5-footers with a launch monitor and this umbrella thing. That's I don't know, some umbrella guy he had was blocking the wind. He was a answer on Jeopardy, but no one got the answer. He was sad about that. At Kapalua, they asked him about the 48-inch driver. He goes, it wasn't ready. The most open fairways on tour, like just, you know, 80-yard fairways. He said his course is 7,800 yards or whatever it was. He said he was hitting it too far and that the longer shaft didn't really fit the model for Kapalua. And then last but not least, he got paired with Brendan Todd, which was a great source of amusement off the top of the bat. And Todd beat him. Outdrove him in the first hole and then beat him in the first round. Elsewhere.
Todd might be back down in the doldrums.
Yeah, we didn't hear a lot about Todd. This is our own little amusement. Some of the worst drone footage you'll ever see. Do you remember this from the official $1 billion PGA Tour that. Company? It's worth $18 billion. And this drone is just going 80 miles an hour over the mountain. Just like, you're getting sick. Do you remember this?
I remember tweeting about it. Like, I don't like to lob criticisms, but
I mean, this PGA Tour, it's got these resources. And it's just, even I, it was a novice. I was getting sick. What else?
All right, horrible music, too.
Yes, yes. John Rahm switches to Callaway, and we have to hear all about like these billion articles about how he shot a 59 at one of those Arizona, you know, courses. 59. Meanwhile, like, you know, he's number one in the world with his old stuff. He's number one in the world with his new stuff. This was a big source of, I don't know, interest in news. There were rumors that Spieth was working with Butch Harmon, but this, you know, he went and saw Butch. This was a big controversy
when he was in the complete doldrums.
This will set a trend. The PGA Tour app and ShotLink was a complete disaster. This is a trend for all of Q1. Every tournament I had to research tonight, the app was a disaster. It was five holes behind. Used Golf Facts and Tron found strange bedfellows. And both bitching about the app together.
I had this in
for Sony.
For Sony.
All right. Strange Bedfellows, the app. The Used Golf Facts replies to a Tron tweet, I think. About
it's incredible. I have it written down. Let me find it. What do you say?
He says, especially at certain players. It's slow to update, especially with certain players. Agreed about the app being completely awful. So, I mean, honestly, this comes up every single week. Golf Channel just gets blown off the face of the earth for their golf's biggest events graphic.
And they don't women's.
Yeah, they don't signify men's. They just have all the men's events, of course, which included the FedEx Cup and the Olympics and everything else. And the players.
And then the next week they fix it.
They had a women's big events, or they just combined them all. What else do we have for Kapalua? Well, we have plenty. This was a heavy week. There was the insurrection and the Presidential Medal of Freedom the day after with Gary Player and Annika Sorenstam. That was like a huge, huge deal in the golf world. Damon Hack had a powerful essay on Golf Today about that. We started to get rumors or that, you know, Trump Bedminster would get pulled by January 10th.
The Monday after.
Yeah. I mean, you have Liberty National being bandied about, Southern Hills. I forgot the earliest
Ferry
days of
Point.
No, come on. So that Turnberry reiterates they're out. They're not a part of it. It was just a heavy, heavy week. And then, of course, you had Justin Thomas's homophobic slur on Saturday night of this event, which he apologized as he got off the course. He goes, there's no excuse. I'm adult. I'm a grown man. There's absolutely no reason for saying anything like that. It's terrible. I'm extremely embarrassed. That's not who I am. I didn't have to own up to it. You know, and he apologizes the next day. I'm speechless. It's bad. There's no other way to put it. Deeply apologize. And the next day he's like, golf wasn't the main thing on my mind. He was in contention. He's like, usually, you know, going into Sunday, I'm thinking about one thing, but I had a lot of other things on my mind. What else? So that, it was just Mike Wan announces he's stepping down from the LPGA. So it was just like this, you know, the insurrection. You know, five people died in that at the day of, you know, and then you have Gary Player and Annika sort of strolling in the next day. That was a big deal this first week. What else do we have? I thought this was a kind of interesting, given where the first major of the year went. This was Justin Ray. Hideki lost 10.36 strokes gained on the greens. It was the second worst total ever. Since the ShotLink era, since 05. Like, everybody's just like, oh, this is who Hideki is. He'll never, you know, just never figure it out putting. Not that he, you know, conquered that all year, but given where we ended up at the first major, men's major, I should say, I thought that was an amusing harbinger. The big drama. One more Bryson thing after the first round. He talked about his neurological CNS and how he has to learn how to keep it in the fairway because his CNS, his central nervous system, is like sort of battling. He's battling himself. Rom goes nuts. Bryson's one group ahead about metal spike marks, can fix. This fried egg original had this video. And he drops like four F-bombs in a middle... you know, matter of 5 seconds. There's no fans. And this is part of, you know, Justin Thomas's slur gets picked up. Every F-bomb gets picked up. Patrick Cantlay had an F-bomb get picked up. And Rob drops, like, just bitching about what clearly are Bryson's metal spikes marks all around the green. What else do we have? Oh, Grayson Murray tweeted at POTUS that he should hold his own competing PGA championship at Bedminster with a massive purse. Some people had, you know, fun with that. The big drama when it came to the course, at least according to the broadcast, was Joaquin Niemann choosing not to hit balls. Do you remember this? He's sitting at a bench, a picnic table with Sergio and their significant others, and the broadcast is just apoplectic. This guy should be hitting balls. He should be hitting balls. I mean, I don't know what you're hitting ball. Are you practicing this big slinging like fairway wood that you'd hit in a playoff in 18? He goes to a playoff with Harris English. He loses the playoff. And these people are like scolding him on the broadcast that he's just sitting around this picnic table, you know, none the wiser, not caring that he could go to a playoff. And the broadcast made this into sort of this big misstep or drama at Kapalua. What else do we have here? We learn that Whoop becomes the fitness wearable the PGA.
This was the easiest thing to see in the world.
They immediately asked Xander about it. He's like, I don't know what that is. I have the other one, like an aura ring. And they're like, oh, that's not the rollout we wanted. Because Xander's like, I don't have that. I have an aura ring.
Xander gave some good quotes early on.
At this one?
Just in the early tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Protected. Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
This was also the week. Adam Scott, he says, I think you've got to identify that there's probably 10 or 12 serious competition events during the calendar year, and the rest is just a bit of entertainment. And that was something that became sort of the Rosetta Stone for us, for the PGA Tour. It might be for the rest of the PGA Tour's existence.
Might be just four events that matter every year, the majors, yeah. And that's it.
Right, right. That about does it. I mean, Harris English beats Niemann in the playoff. Elsewhere, the Big Money Golf Classic at Alachua Lakes. I don't know. This was like $100,000. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And all these star, like, you know, accomplished mini tour players. And it was like $100,000 to the winner. It was Heathrow Country Club, which made you wonder if they had a reciprocal in the UK. What was the connection there? The Alachua Lakes.
They just have a direct flight.
And also, this was the week, I believe, the Tiger documentary got released on HBO.
I think it was next week.
Could have been Sony.
It could have been Sunday. Who knows?
Might have been stepping into yours, but a lot of hoopla around the HBO Tiger documentary.
Hey, I got to take my sweatshirt off real quick.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue. We're just about on to your Sony Open. I got a vamp here. I've been talking for 10 minutes, and now I got a vamp as we get to your Sony Open. I don't think I have anything else
Sony
for
Open.
For Kapalua.
Sony Open. Do you know who won?
Nah. Kevin Na.
Yeah, Kevin Na won, but we all won. You know what started this week?
Pace of play, something or other?
Sumo citrus season.
God. That's true. That's true. We're almost back to sumo citrus. January is a bad month, but sumo citrus redeems it in a little way.
All right, so Na had won one time over his first 369 starts on tour. And then he won. This was his fourth win in his past 55, according to Ben Everill. So he birdied four of his last six. And you know what the win got him into? What illustrious club?
Pancakes. Is this the start of the pancakes, though?
Swedish Pancake Club.
Didn't we start calling the people that are in it the pancake stack?
Part of the stack. I don't know.
All right. I think we started. Yeah. If you're in there, you're part of the stack. Okay.
So, you know, Carl Pedersen, Ricky Fowler, among others, many others, is Kevin Na. So, other big story on the leaderboard, Chris Kirk. He was playing on his final start of his major medical extension, and he needed T3 or better to keep his status. He shot four consecutive rounds at 65 and finished T2nd.
That was a big thing. That was pretty sweet. I remember that.
Wednesday night, the tour made big headlines by instituting internal out of bounds on the 18th hole to stop players from driving it down the 10th fairway.
Oh, I forgot about this. Late Wednesday night, right?
Late Wednesday night.
Interesting.
Thursday Interesting. Morning, Sabo hit an OB.
I forgot about that. Poor Sabo. He's getting dinged for stickers on his driver. He's hitting it inbounds 24 hours earlier. It was inbounds, and now he's OB. All right.
So Cam Smith got a quote. They decided to not put grandstands up because there weren't going to be any fans.
18, notorious.
Yeah, 17 and backboard. 18.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Cam Smith quote, I think 17 and 18 are the biggest ones. With how firm 17 green gets, sometimes you can use that grandstand as a bit of a backboard to back pin. So I think it makes the hole tougher, definitely, for sure. Just openly talking about using
sending it
the grandstand
out there.
As yep. a backboard.
Putting it out there, testifying.
This was the first event where we got a preemptive preferred lies, which was a big theme of 2021.
Yes. This is the preemptive. That's the new trend. They just thought they'd slip this in.
So they had potential rain. I don't think it even rained. If I remember correctly, I couldn't find follow-up on it, but they did preemptive preferred lies on one of the weekday mornings.
And that just became an MO. That's just like our outrage.
See it again.
Just,
see it again at Tory.
Oh, God.
Maybe before then. I didn't only research half of them. But Pepe Peter made headlines saying angles don't matter. Drew the ire of, you know, of golf architecture.
Yeah. We'll get a contradiction from Tiger by the end of this episode, but go ahead.
Bryson made a big headlines because he was, you know, if you remember at the Masters, he had all those, you know, health issues.
The gut health, right? Brain training and gut health?
Yes. So he was lightheaded at the Masters. And
oh, sure.
So he just did a lot of brain exercises, but it was inspecting his gut health. Here are some of the quotes. The one thing I will tell you is that I've done a lot of brain training with NeuroPeak. The frontal lobe of my brain was working really, really hard. And that's kind of what gave me some weird symptoms, like crazy overworking. So I started to relax my brain a little bit and just get into a more comfortable situation. And I got back on a good sleep schedule routine and a lot of symptoms went away. They come back every once in a while, but as I do a lot of breathing, it goes away, and that's really what I'm focused on trying to do. There was the stress of the tournament, the spotlight, the whole thing. Yeah, it all took a toll. I don't think it was a specific thing, but it was a combination of a few things that escalated my brain, overworking, and ultimately just giving out, unfortunately. When you're trying to change anything, you're going to have something back end happen. That may or may not
back
be...
Back end. What does that
on
mean?
The back back end. End.
On the back end. Oh, what are we talking about?
So this,
all right.
He said that his gut health was, he had inflammation in his stomach. This is a quote after that. So he had, he's looking at his gut health, and they had inflammation in his stomach, and that he tried to combat it with probiotics, but started to feel really weird after that. It might have been that he was drinking 15 protein shakes a day.
Issues on the back end. Yeah, there were some quotes from him in Saudi, and some was like, these Euro reporters are getting him, sinking their teeth into him. Like, are you still on the 8 shakes a day? He goes, no, no. He goes, I didn't like the, I was too pudgy. I want to be a little like, I don't know. That was a theme in the Saudi event, too. It was too pudgy.
It wasn't really great for me and my stomach. But I'm working out how to figure out how to optimize it the best I possibly can so that I can have the best health moving forward. We're doing it the right way.
Who could have saw that coming? It wasn't really great for my stomach. Look, you can't even get through it. Oh, God. God
help. He called it, I guess you could say it was a dirty weight gain bulk. Dirty weight gain bulk.
Here we are a year later. I don't know what he's doing now. He's trying to get to 220 or something.
Do you remember Tom Watson on Golf Channel with the headphones? Yeah,
I do now.
Kyle Porter tweeted it.
They're not AirPods, right? They're the wired ones.
Headphones.
But also upside down.
Upside down. Cords just going up over
look
here.
Like two antenna coming out the side of his head. Tom Watson on Golf Today. I forgot about that. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Sony Open.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The Masters announced that it'll have fans, limited fans.
Limited. Yeah.
It's big news.
Yep.
This is still like peak COVID here.
Yeah. Yeah. No fans in Kapalua for sure. No fans at Sony.
Kisner made headlines by saying he can't win anywhere. He said, I'm not going to win at Bethpage Black or Torrey Pines. when asked why he shows up at those venues, Kisner said, because they give give away a lot of money for 20th.
There you go. There you go.
The concession.
Yeah.
Was announced for the host of the WGC that was supposed to be in Mexico. Geronimo's WGC.
Sad days for Geronimo. I had that as last week, but I don't think concession was confirmed. But yes, this is a big movement shaker in the first 15 days of the year.
The PGA pulls it from Trump Bedminster.
Officially.
Everyone is wondering where it'll be, and this is the PGA's quote. It has become clear that conducting the PGA Championship at Trump Bedminster would be detrimental to the PGA of America brand and would put at risk the PGA of America's ability to deliver our many programs and sustain the longevity of our mission.
The brand. Longevity of the mission. They moved it. Southern Hills, eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Liberty National. The dare to dream about the Liberty National PGA in May.
They were talking about maybe Kiowa back-to-back.
Yeah.
Angel Cabrera was arrested in Rio this week.
Oh, okay. God, there's some heavy stuff first 15 days of the year.
Ralph Lauren dropped JT this week.
Okay.
AT&T announced no Pro-Am for 2021.
No Larry the Cable Guy.
Great
Although
news.
He's back. He's tweeting about it joyously, current day, November.
Heaviest right. of the news, the Brown season is over.
Yeah, it was a bullshit loss of the Chiefs. But, all right, what are you going to do? We're never going to get back.
And then one last little bit of housekeeping here. For the first time in history, there are 5 players under 24 years old in the top 25 of the official world golf rankings. They were Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, Matthew Wolf, Sung J.M., and Joaquin Niemann. Niemann played great again. I think he finished second in both tournaments.
Okay.
That's it. Sony right. Open at the Tom Watson upside down.
Gut health and Tom Watson headphones. Kevin Na. The pancake zone was a big theme for the rest of the year for us, though. All right, next, the American Express. Always a just sort of, you know, look, I make a larger point about Q1. I anecdotally always say Q1 is there's just a bonanza. I found a tweet of yours at Riviera tweeting about Q1, always content bonanza. American Express usually is the one sleepy week, although there's plenty. I found plenty to talk about for this week, but honestly, doing this research, I can't wait for the season to start. I mean, I can wait. I could use a month off or two, you know, a break from golf. But, like, this is exciting golf. I don't know why. Yeah. We just get burned out by everybody that, you know, the commentators get burned out by June, July, outside of the majors. But there's just so much fun stuff that happens Q1. And the American Express
the
is usually
woo-woo.
Not that.
See, woo.
Yeah. Siwoo wins. I can't believe you remembered that. I had
How
no recollection.
How could I ever forget a Siwoo Kim victory? He sent a cameo to me.
That's right. Cantlay went 126 on the weekend, made the cut on the number. Went, I don't know, 65, 61, and almost won it. He finishes a shot behind Siwoo, who was still in his live under par attire. This was the last week he would appear in that Live Under Par badge on his shirt. By Torrey Pines had been replaced by like PGA Tour golf wear or something like that. This was like, I don't know, Tiger, like the insanity of Tiger's year. Of course, we haven't gotten to his crash yet. Was summed up like this documentary is running, right? And Billy Payne's, you know, scolding him on the documentary. And they talk about the public, you know, how all the sponsors he'd lost. And a lot of there's a big thrust of the documentary is around, you know, the sex scandal. And like, meanwhile, like currently at the time in January, there's activation, like CDW and Cisco, Tiger's parenting tips. It's just like the whole cycle of the Tiger life from 2009, this documentary that's in 2021 focusing on it. And now he's giving out parenting tips sponsored by CDW. It's just like the machine never stops. There's different cycles, but it never stops. And of course, his year would change dramatically in the coming month. Sungjae this week confirms that he bought a house in Atlanta.
Sad day.
Didn't say he's living there, but confirms he bought a house. Maybe he's still at a hotel.
TPC,
maybe it's an investment.
Sugarloaf, right?
He apparently loves Atlanta. Yeah, yeah. Like there's a vibrant Korean community that he loves. Also this week, off the PGA Tour, Darren Clark wins a Hwaelae, the Mitsubishi Electric. Just a great video of him in his cart with the divot mix hanging off the back of it and just plumes of smoke puffing out. And it's just the image of the Champions Tour, the modern day Champions Tour, with the cart and smoke just puffing and him hitting like 60 footers to win at Hwaelae. Also off the PGA Tour, you had the Kane Korda Korda show at the Diamond Resorts, whatever that was, Tournament of Champions. There's only 25 players in it and the celebrities, but it almost didn't get in before dark with 25 freaking players because it was just a television.
I had this in the story. I must have been searching wrong.
Maybe I searched wrong. No,
I think I searched wrong.
Yeah, this was a full week.
This was absurd.
Jessica shoots 60 on Saturday. Jessica Korda, who eventually won, shot 60 on Saturday. But the whole television stuff around it was a mess. They're waiting on 18 for Aaron Hicks and like Marty Fish and
Josh Scobie, Marty
Michael
Fish.
Jackson is blaring. There's like a DJ, and you've got these three American studs. They're only
in the final group,
and they're waiting. It was like a 5-hour round because they're waiting on the amateur.
They waited 13 minutes. From when they finished the 12th hole to tee off on 13.
Oh, my God. It was bad.
Marty Fish, like, come out with, like, didn't he say something about how he's trying to win a golf tournament?
He tried to defend himself. Because the other thing was, this is the only LPGA event for, like, a month. Because they had all the Asia events canceled and stuff. And this is what they got. It's just a disaster, and the Flasky, the Diamond Resorts guy, has to defend like the celebrity involvement. They were like 40 minutes away from sunset at the start of the playoff. There was like carts like blaring, blazing through, disrupting Danielle Kane at one point. What else happened? Michael Jackson blaring over the speakers. Jessica Korda eventually wins it over Danielle Kane, bombs in a putt in the playoff. I remember also from this LPGA event, we talked extensively about how the hole-in-one prize was free Outback for life. And that's just like, what do you do with that? You just go fatten up at Outback if you get a hole-in-one? So Annika also played as a celebrity. And she'd play as a pro like three weeks later.
Yeah, yeah.
She played as a celebrity with like Marty Fish.
So absurd.
At this event.
Well, she plays in like that Tahoe event. As a celebrity too. I don't get it. How can you go back and forth between celebrity or pro? You got to pick one.
Right. JT shows up logo-less in Abu Dhabi, although he had his RLX logo the first day there. And then he was logo-less the day after. Also non-PGA Tour news. There was some, I don't know, suspicion. I don't know. Again, this is the whole problem with the PGA Tour discipline. You don't know. You usually play Sony.
Yeah.
He didn't. He never showed. He took 3 weeks off. He played a European Tour event, Abu Dhabi. That may have always been the plan, but no one knows if there was a suspension from the slur or what not. What happened there? Palm Springs. So let's get back to Palm Springs. Cantlay goes 126, lost by a shot. the Finau thing, just this becomes like a record, a week of like a run of Finau finishing runner up, three in a row.
Next week, the next week, same
and
thing.
Saudi, he gains strokes like every time, but he never wins almost every time. This is again, but this was a bad one. He went from, he had a 2-shot lead to a 3-shot deficit with 7 holes remaining. He had 35 top tens without a win since the start of the season. He had 19 more than the next closest player. It just this first month and a half was big on the Finau can't win thing. What else? I mean, he misses a putt inside 4 feet, like two putts in a row, makes a bogey, and immediately goes from 2 shots to 3 down. You thought you had a Homa versus Finau show. We thought that would be Sunday. Of course, that would be Riviera later, but it ends up being Siwoo that kind of shoots past everybody, and that's just the nature of that Palm Springs event. Just birdies everywhere. Homeless Hubs, Mark Hubbard, does that snail thing, which he calls the snail, where he whips his hand around and puts his pinky down by the blade of the putter. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
He's got one hand high, one hand low, and this goes viral, and it's a big, big deal, the snail. Shot tracker and the leaderboard is a mess again, forcing PGA Tour Communications to tweet about it. We are experiencing an outage. Live scoring continues to be available in certain apps. Work is underway to correct the problem. There would be tweets from the comms team at Riviera again about outages. I'm just telling you, this just happened every freaking week. I don't know what's going on. Siwoo, it was his first win since the 17 players, which you were at, you watched.
Yeah, he had the win at Harbortown in, I think, 2018, but he just handed it over to Satoshi Kodaira.
He had the win, but he didn't actually have the win. Yes. He made a 20-foot birdie at the 71st hole, which is that Alcatraz hole, to kind of stop Cantlay. It's his third career title at 25 years old. He didn't make a bogey all weekend and shot 23 under 265. PGA Tour releases its responsible betting program or messaging called Know When to Lay Up. KNOW, Know When to Lay Up. This was released, I don't know, January 15th. I don't think I ever heard about it ever again. I heard a lot about DraftKings and live odds, points bet, this, that, and the other. I don't think I ever heard about Know When to Lay Up again. Tiger announces he's undergone a microdiscectomy. This is the week he's announced. Rory references him hitting balls, but you know, at Riviera he says he was only putting. He can do easy swings. I don't know. This is when we get the announcement that he's had another back surgery. People reference back to this thing from the PNC, a clip from the PNC where he's grimacing with Charlie hitting balls. What else happens? Omar Uresti wins PGA Pro of the Year, Senior Division. Similar to what we just watched.
He won the stroke play, I think, the next week. The senior stroke play next week.
I think that's right. Similar to what we just watched in Abu Dhabi, or in Dubai, with Rory ripping his shirt. He was one up heading into Sunday and loses by 4 to Turl the week they did that Angry Golfers video. Same thing with Abu Dhabi. He's one up going into Sunday. There were rumors or reports Tokyo Olympics was going to be rescheduled again, or I'm sorry, canceled after being rescheduled. They would have to be canceled, but others said maybe no decision had been made. We were, you know, agonizing, lamenting the BFP. You know, he waited, he made his move, and now they were just going to be canceled. Phil Mickelson has to send a letter, denies sending a letter to the White House to help Billy Walters receive a commutation from former President Donald Trump in his last days. I don't know. There's just Phil things cropping up. He had nothing to do with the, you know, trying to get Billy Walters' sentence commutated by President Trump. Spieth is on the edge of dropping out of the top 100. Nuts.
This is the start of the return.
Right on the edge of top 100. We also had the Southern Hills. This is confirmed. Southern Hills for 2022 PGA, and also Davis Love III. Will be President's Cup captain.
That in Farmers.
All right. I'm sorry. We're overlapping here. Another one that we just couldn't figure out.
Well, it's like this Sunday, Monday thing is always where you overlap.
Claude Harmon said he was devastated after Brooks Koepka left him.
Oh, quote, I had that in here too.
And the best one I thought about the Amex, the Palm Springs. Brooks Koepka says it's like it was a warm-up mission for a reconnaissance mission the next week at Torrey Pines. Like, he was literally only playing the American Express to be warmed up for another event that was just a scouting mission for the U.S. Open for Torrey Pines. It was pretty amusing quote. And we labeled Ricky the Duke of Debt. The Duke of Debt. Someone, a listener, called him the Duke of Debt because he's Rocket Mortgage. I don't know. He's got American Express.
You know,
he's got all sorts of activation.
Funny thing about the Brooksy thing is he missed the cut there at Amex, and then he missed the cut at Farmers.
Torrey, Farmers.
And it was the first time in his career he missed three cuts in a row.
Interesting. And then he wins at Phoenix.
Yeah.
So. Just the quote, you know, we always say it's practice, but this was practice just for a scouting trip. And that's it. I argued that Pat Reed was looking buff, and I got a lot of flack for that this week.
I say
his shoulders he's filled out in the shoulders. I got a lot of blowback for that. All right, let's move on. What's
Farmers.
Next?
Farmers.
Okay. We are Farmers.
Well, there's one really big, big story from Farmers. Do you want to start with that, or do you want to start with other small things that happened?
Let's do small things, and we'll build up to the embedded ball. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Fluff your lot, embedded
Pat Reed.
Ball.
Pat
I get them
Reed
all confused.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this is probably my favorite thing. Well, The Robin Hood shit was going on with Reddit, GameStop. This was like peak that.
Oh, God.
And then Robin Hood was halting trading. So anyways, that was going on. But the big thing that happened, maybe the best thing that happened this week, was the Jacksonville paper released its first look at PGA Tour HQ.
Oh, God. Are you serious? We did like the line by line?
Yeah. So it was Gary Smits wrote it.
Oh, yeah, Smitter.
I went back, looked at it, pulled out a few little factoids for
all
everybody
right.
to just remember.
Okay.
$65 million building costs.
Allegedly. I mean, that's the PR release on it. Who knows? You know, on time and on budget. That's the PR version, 65. All right, go ahead.
187,000 square feet. A collaborative atrium entrance.
Well, no one's going to offices. This is January 30th or whatever it is. No one's... The whole office structure might never return. And this is the... All right, okay, go ahead.
Collaborative atrium.
Collaborative atrium.
I've just pulled phrases. Water on three sides.
Oh.
800 trees were planted.
Okay.
95 meeting spaces.
Unbelievable.
A fitness center.
I better have a fitness center, for God's sake.
Fine art from First Coast artists.
All right, good. Supporting the local.
A genius bar for technical support.
We couldn't figure that out. It was just like the Apple branded one or like their own PGA Tour geniuses, right?
It should have all the geniuses try to figure out what's wrong with the app.
Yeah, no shit. The app's not working, but they're, yeah.
And last but not least, most importantly, 13 bottle fillers.
Oh, like the water stations?
Yeah. 13 God. Of those guys.
Doesn't seem like enough for 190,000
square
feet. That's
what I was thinking.
Honestly.
It's like boasting all this, and it was like 13 bottles.
What a random fact. What a nonsense random fact. Bagel bar, pizza oven. I can't remember all that. God, that's good. Thank God that happened this year.
All right. Luke Curtidine got a big scoop that would bear fruit later in the year. Bryson unveiled his plans to attempt to drive the 6th green at Bay Hill.
Oh, God. That would bear fruit. Why was that like a news item? That was a big unveiling? Like at this event in 3 weeks or 3 months, 2 months, whatever it is? Okay.
I mean, reading that, I was just like, oh, God, unbelievable.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. Kabayu Johnson, who is obviously a sponsor exemption, had to WD because of COVID. It was kind of a sad story. Then, like, the next day, he got a spot at the Honda.
And ended up in Pebble, too. I think he got one there.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. We already hit on a couple that you hit on, the overlaps. The West Sea Island blend launched this week.
Great. World news. Commerce happening. There we go. Big
now blend. On to the farmers. Patrick Reed wins by 5 over Tony Finau, Victor Hovland, Henrik Norlander, Ryan Palmer, and Xander Schauffele.
Henrik Norlander was involved?
Yes.
Another Augusta State? Yeah. All right.
They played Lift Clean in Place at the Farmers on Thursday, even though the forecast was for sun.
Because it might rain Friday and they couldn't play north-south. They wanted it. That's so ridiculous.
And Will Knights made like a great reference in the newsletter. He was like, imagine if the Open Championship played Lift Clean in Place in the morning because there might be rain in the afternoon. Right. The draw is part of golf. This is part of the game of golf, and it's just absurd. So they played Lift Clean in Place. Then it rained a bunch on Friday, which led to embedded ball gate.
God, this is just.
So this is CBS's first telecast of the year.
Ken Tackett.
So one of their big. Big, like, innovations for the year.
We got Mike Pereira, Gene Steratore here.
There's a press release that goes out before the week about all the innovations. And one of the big innovations is, like, they're bringing the NFL in-studio referee to golf. Like, they're going to have a rules official available, like, 20, you know, right there to explain any of these nuanced rulings that happen on the PGA Tour. And sure enough, within, like, 25 minutes of the telecast, the first one, brand new producer, Seller Shy, it's his first production. Patrick Reed hits his ball over left on 10.
What hole was it? 10. Okay.
Walks up to the volunteer, asks if she saw it bounce. She said, I don't believe I saw it bounce. He goes over, tells his, do you remember who he was playing with by chance?
Yeah, I want to say it was like Kramer Hickok. It was two very green guys.
It was Robbie Shelton and Shelton. Will Gordon.
Okay.
So he says, hey, I'm going to check if the ball's embedded. Next thing you know,
they never are close. They're up at the green.
No, 30 yards, 40 yards away. Yeah. Next thing you know, there's a tee in the ground and the ball has been tossed aside.
Just scooped up.
And he asked for a rules official, Brad Fable. So by the time Brad Fable gets over there, you know, he has been fiddling around and pushing his fingers into the ground.
Making an embedded mark?
Yeah, doing all sorts of things. Brad Fable comes over. He's kind of dumbfounded. He's, like, perplexed.
You already picked it up, huh?
Yeah.
We moved it. Was it embedded? I don't know. Who knows? I can't tell you where it was.
The best is that Fable goes, do you mind if I stick my finger in there? And Reed just says back, like, such an asshole.
Nasty.
He goes, well, that's the only way you could check.
God. Is that, like, dripping with, like, derision?
Yeah.
When you're, oh, man.
So the broadcast is just going nuts.
What happened? They were rightfully critical, if I remember.
They were great.
This is our moment. We can't just be water carriers for the tour of Reed.
Faldo is going nuts. And Ken Tackett.
Ten Cackett?
I always do that. It's like my Pelly Ips. I always always fucking do it. Ken Tackett is like, he's done nothing wrong. And the guys are like, well, why is the ball, right? Like, why do you pick the ball up? You know? Fable.
I mean, that's a tight spot for Tackett, his debut, and they got this just explosive thing. You got to call out Reed.
The thing was that everybody realized at that moment that the PGA Tour rules officials, like people that didn't know this already, realized these guys just work for the players.
Yeah.
Fable determines that it's a good drop. And like for the rest of the day, this is all anybody's talking about. This is like what the tournament becomes this for the next 24 hours. This is what it becomes. Now, this is
Wasn't like IBF, even Ian Baker Finch, who's never been critical of anything.
All of them. They opened the next day.
Oh, that's
the 30
what it was.
Minutes about this. Now,
that's what it was.
Before that happened, there are a lot of things that have happened overnight.
Saturday. Okay. Is this...
The tour deems that it was a textbook drop.
Oh, God.
That Reed was perfectly, he did it perfectly. That you're supposed to put the tee in the ground, pick the ball up, and throw it aside. You're not supposed to leave the ball there. To determine, nobody else gets to determine if it's embedded with the ball resting the way it was when you got there. Reed did it textbook. He's just supposed to chuck the ball aside. You're supposed to mark it, throw it aside, and that's how you determine if a ball is embedded. By not having a ball at all there.
Only self decide. I mean, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but then they tweeted out. So, meanwhile, Use Golf Facts and Patrick Reed are busy, and they tweet the exact same thing. Patrick Reed tweets, at Rory McIlroy, at Rory McIlroy, all caps, did the same thing today on hole 18. And
this
didn't
is from
even
Patrick
call
Reed's
this is from account. His account. And didn't even call a rules official over to deem the ball embedded. End of story. This same tweet, word for word, capital letter by capital letter, has sent out like 20 plus times by Use Golf Facts and replies. People so calling just, Pat Reed a cheater.
Oh my God.
So the tour tweets out this article that's deeming the drop textbook.
Yeah.
And
I
then links to Rory McIlroy's video that nobody had seen, the untelecasted video.
Oh, they're using Rory as a shield, shield for the Reed
of
family.
Rory's shot on 18, which bounced. But later, so this is so complex because then Rory is blindsided by this whole thing.
Yes.
The next day, he's having to address it in a long, like, lengthy interview. It was like a 5-minute interview. He's talking about the situation.
He had thoughts about himself, right? Like, he's doubts
worried.
About, did I do something wrong?
And then he said, I've never tried to get away with anything. It came out later that...
I had this in Phoenix.
That a volunteer stepped on the ball.
This is so bogus. The tour is trying to cover everyone's ass.
In the same week, it was announced that Rory was running for PAC president.
I think that's what I came up with. Sawgrass Luppington was the volunteer that emailed. So they try to cover Reed with the video of Rory in the article. And then a week later, there's this mysterious email saying... You know, someone stepped on your ball. A volunteer. He got an email from the tour that say a volunteer stepped on his ball Monday. So, like, they're just covering everybody here. So that's interesting. It's very complex, the timeline.
It's absurd. So, anyways, the tour uses Rory as a shield. Patrick Reed's using Rory as a shield. And
Use Golf Facts is showing
outed.
Its ass.
It's
we
outed.
Always suspected it. It's out.
It's
they
officially,
forgot to switch the accounts.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So then Reed goes out and wins. Played
Fine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that's where he thrives. Yeah. People are calling him cheater. Usually. I don't know.
PointsBet refunds all pre-tournament outright win bets on Patrick Reed, which sheds light on the tour's just like issues with betting and the fact that they don't actually, people don't play by the rules.
Rules officials should enforce the rules, or should they just be there to aid and abet? Right. Points bet. That was a PR move, but yeah, they refunded all non-Reed winner bets.
Brandel had strong opinions.
Oh, really? No way.
This is I'm just kind of summarizing. He went on like a 5-minute diatribe about this. But summarizing, my favorite lines were, there's a marked distinction between what he's legally allowed to do and ethically appeared to do. Unacceptable what he did. There's an unwritten code that he violated in so many ways. He went on to talk about how he talked to 15 plus tour players, retired, active Hall of Famers, and they all were just couldn't believe the mockery that he was making of the game.
I remember that now.
Xander Schauffele.
There we go.
Spicy quotes here.
Yep.
Question: did you get it? Did you have a chance to see what happened with Patrick Reed yesterday? Xander. I didn't search for the videos. I have just heard talk amongst the boys out here. Have you ever run into a situation like that on the golf course? I would not put myself and create a situation like that. I wouldn't. If my ball's embedded, I usually will wait and call someone and kind of wait until everyone's on the same page. Wait to look at it video. So I try and avoid situations like that just for that reason. Just to be clear, you wouldn't have picked the ball up. Xander, no, I would wait for an official. You can put a tee in the ground and check your ball. I mean, he did everything by the book according to the official, and everyone stood by there. Obviously, the talk amongst the boys isn't great. I guess, but he's protected by the tour, and that's all that matters. I guess
he's protected by the tour. That's all that matters. So, like, God Almighty, coming back off the hero, the sand, the shovels, boy stuff. Yeah,
the only
talk
person
amongst the boys isn't great.
There's two people that had a chance to beat Reed: Hovland, who went out in 32, then shot 40 on the back, and Tony Finau, who again. Just didn't get it done.
Never. Yeah, I feel the putter was awful. Missing like 5 footers, and he couldn't hit anything.
So that's it. That's do you want to talk more about it?
I mean, I got stuff that because it carried over in next week. You mentioned the Xander quote about, you know, it's not great. He's protected by the tour. Lanto.
Hey,
Lanto Griffin.
Should we cut it to a new episode or no?
It's up to you. What do you want to do? You want to make a new episode?
We could have a Friday little bonus episode.
Yeah, let's make a new episode.
All right.